This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Afghanistan's new defense ministry demanded today that the U.S. halt its airstrikes within 3 days. The Pentagon refused to rule out continuing bombing in Afghanistan. The disagreement underscores the underlying conflict between the U.S. goal of rooting out terrorists and the interim Afghan government's effort to establish peace and security in the country it seeks to rule. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The U.S. is already launching fewer airstrikes in Afghanistan, but the attacks it has carried out in recent days have been controversial, drawing persistent claims of civilian casualties. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry said today the last of the al-Qaeda fighters in the country should be annihilated within 3 days, and that U.S. airstrikes should stop after that. But speaking in Crawford, Texas, where he was visiting the president's ranch, Regional Commander Tommy Frank said U.S. forces will set their own timetable.
I think that it's best for all of us to recognize that we will not be hurried, we will not be pressed into doing something that does not represent our national objectives, and we will take as long as it takes.
Analysts say there's a tension, however, between the U.S. military goals and the needs of Afghanistan's interim government to begin rebuilding that war-torn country. Judith Kipper, who runs the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said in addition to causing practical problems, continued bombing could be a symbolic liability.
It may imply for this coalition government that they're not really in control, that a foreign power is bombing their country while they have been installed to govern. And the pride question, I think, is a very, very important one in this society, as it would be any place.
Afghanistan's coalition government hardly needs any additional challenges. Just yesterday, interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai found himself at odds with his defense ministry on the reported whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. Kipper says Karzai is trying to hold together an uneasy alliance of ethnic and tribal factions in one of the world's poorest countries.
If you just look at the fact that the UN had to give them desks and telephones and pencils, it's a very fluid situation, and in addition to their tribal, ethnic, political differences and competition, they are also in a situation of not having centralized information or communication. So I think that this is probably something we're going to see for quite a while.
Disorder still reigns in parts of Afghanistan. While relief workers are now feeding some 6 million hungry Afghans, Jordan Day of the UN's World Food Program says the city of Kandahar is still off limits to aid workers.
We have reports of interfactional fighting, reports of militia activity. Add that to just general landmine and unexploded ordnances problems. Leads to a general environment of insecurity, volatility, some chaos in some areas.
Afghanistan did reach agreement today on the structure of an international peacekeeping force, despite earlier resistance from Defense Minister Mohammad Fahim. Senior fellow Radha Kumar of the Council on Foreign Relations says international peacekeepers should help.
I think Fahim is scared, and I think basically what Fahim needs is that reassurance. My guess is that within a month or two, his objections will disappear, because the peacekeeping force is going to be working with the Afghans.
Kumar also sees a delicate balance, though, between peacekeeping and America's ongoing war effort. She says those missions will have to be coordinated, so one doesn't overshadow the other. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.